Good morning, everyone. Today is Wednesday, the 13th of June, 2018. And I'm going to be reading from a number of different scriptures today, including John 15, Galatians 2, Romans 7, Romans 8, Colossians 1, 1 John, and I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for the will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good I find not. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. If you continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. He that saith he abideth in him ought also so to walk even as he walked. Well, having been brought up in a doctrine of perfection, these passages give me comfort. Paul himself said that I know that in me, that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. But he also says that we have been given the righteousness of Christ, and that we are now a spiritual man and woman. No, we're not perfect. No, we're not free from all sin. But we have been given the Spirit of God, and His Spirit does dwell in us. And the life that we now live, we live by the Spirit of God who dwells in us. You know, I was watching some YouTube videos of some of the people who uphold the doctrine of my past. I was watching the International Holiness Convention in, I think it's in Ohio, and they were proclaiming how Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. How he made it possible that everyone could be saved. And these kind of affirmations are not scriptural. Jesus did not predestinate everyone would be saved. He predestinated that his people would be saved. He came to save his people from their sins. He didn't come to save the whole world from their sins. If he came to save the whole world from their sins, he was a failure, because not everyone has been saved from their sins. And so he says, all that the Father has given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. We know that a vast majority of people don't come to Christ. I mean, just look at the Islam faith. That's millions of people. Look at the religion of Buddha, Buddhism, Confucianism, the Baha'i faith, the Roman Catholic Church's works doctrine. The Arminian churches are full of works doctrine people. The Southern Baptist movement has at least 9 million people that adhere to the doctrine of free will. And so, when we look at the reality of what people believe, it just does not line up with the Bible, does it? But we hold to that golden chain of salvation, do we not? And, you know, when someone hears the golden chain of salvation read to them, they either embrace it or reject it based upon whether the Spirit of God has breathed life into their heart or not. Again, if Christ died to save everyone from their sins, then there would be no sinners that would go to hell, for Christ's sacrifice on the cross would have canceled their sin debt. And he searched the hearts, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Excuse me. Romans 8:26-36. This straightforward presentation by the Apostle Paul includes all of the crucial doctrines: man's depravity, unconditional election, effectual calling, particular redemption, irresistible grace, and the final perseverance of the saints. God bless.